Welcome to the Doghouse. Question of the day: has Mark Marquez been rebuilt one too many times?
Perhaps. And I'm back. That's the other question. Where have I been?
Perhaps.
I don't even know who you are. I'm about to kick you out.
Yeah. It was the longest 2 week absence I think I can ever remember.
It was a month.
Yeah.
I spent a total of 6 days in the month of May at home.
Okay. All right. So I know there's people sitting on the edge of their chairs waiting to hear that. Also, we had World Superbike. We had the first Jet Lawrence.
I'm sorry if the music's been loud. Hayden. I'm deaf, though.
What's the matter?
I said, I'm sorry if the music's really loud. I'm deaf, though.
Oh, that's right. We forgot. We forgot. Yeah, it's okay. We had the first Jet Lawrence Hayden Deegan matchup.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It went about the way I expected.
It didn't go the way I expected.
You did. No.
Okay. No. And so let's dispose of that right away. Do we want to talk about the 250s?
Let's talk about World Superbike. Okay. Now we're done with
World Superbike.
Yeah. Right. I didn't even watch it, and I know what it was.
There's no point.
There's nobody racing for the lead. It sucks. It's terrible.
No.
All right. That's enough.
And Iker Pedroza, I'm sure, is getting used to his spot. So he's adjusted.
Nothing's changed in the top five in weeks.
No.
Who cares? Yeah. All right. What did you see in 450s?
Well, in the 450s, both of them had bad starts.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Both of them had bad starts. Jet is not healthy. There's no question about that. That he's
sure
not 100%.
Like,
yeah, he's not 100% healthy, but he was healthy, and I think Deegan had that first race jitters.
Yes,
I think.
And that's why I said it was what I expected. I thought he would have that first race, and he'd be a little puckered, and you know.
I think he'll get over it fast.
Oh,
the question
yeah.
is, will he get over it faster than Jet gets healthy? Don't know. Jet ended up, I mean, he ended up 7 seconds ahead of Deegan in race one and 9 seconds ahead in race two. He ended up on the podium in race two.
Yes.
Pretty good for a guy that hasn't raced in 7 months, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but it's, there's a mental game going on, and that doesn't favor younger guys, even if it's not that many years. It still doesn't experience. Calms the nerves, as
old
they say,
treachery.
Right? Yeah, old age and treachery. But Jet's not old. I mean, we're only talking about a 3 or 4 year age difference.
Yeah,
so
I mean, that's old.
But the interesting thing in the 450s that we haven't mentioned is after Hunter screwing the pooch, it was like, you know, he was. I think he was trying to prove to himself that he really had it if he wanted to, because. Nobody had anything for Hunter Lawrence in either race.
But I didn't see that. Because if he had it, if he wanted to, he'd have won Supercross. Right? He doesn't have it.
I think he choked in Supercross. That's what it was.
He 100% choked.
All he did was old day Ken Rocks in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to win a race. I'm going to come out and be really fast first
but
round.
Everybody's
going to think I'm great. And he's going to choke again.
There's a big difference between
the Supercross champ.
But that's a big difference. When it comes down to the final race of the season and you screw the pooch is way different than you start up in a new season. So I think any pressure in this race was pressure he put on himself to prove to himself that he could do it.
Yeah. If he comes down to he is tied at the end of the season, I imagine he'll choke again.
I don't think this race means anything because Jet's going to get healthy and
Deegan's going to get better.
Deegan's going to get better, and Hunter's going to be finding himself.
Tomac may or may not die in a race.
I don't know. Tomac's coming back, right?
That was a pretty gnarly crash. He was out.
Yeah,
completely.
We don't know whether he's coming back, but it could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know, they expected it to be worse after he went down, and after they did the original imaging at the track there. You know, he got out pretty. Easy, all things considered. But, you know, whether he's ever going to be what he was, which was a fading star, you know, we don't know, right?
I mean, he really should have took my advice and retired 3 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
That's a big mistake.
Trying to be a jerk. when your championship run is done and you're starting to get injured every season, you need to get out.
Well, you know who took our advice? You know who took our advice and then threw it away? Was, you know, Ryan Dungy. Ryan Dungy listened to us.
Will Poto, too.
And he, well, more Ryan Dungy because he came back for several years.
Yeah.
But yeah, Villopoto came. It was that. Well, Dungy
came back for like one year.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't think so much of that. Dungy to me was like, just I don't know. You can't admit that you're done, and that's where a Tomac is now, right? That's a Tomac thing.
It is now. I mean, but the biggest problem is he's not the only one that has to come to that right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Are you saying Cooper Webb?
Half the field. Half the field.
Oh, well, yeah. Barsh is still racing. That's a good example.
Well, that's one of them. Barsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Malcolm. Jason Anderson.
Yeah.
Cooper Webb is, he's already said this is his last 450 motocross season. Right, maybe you should call it an end on 450.
This isn't the first time that Cooper Webb has done this, right? Had said that he was going to be done. So I think these people, the problem is their ego is so big, they have to feed that ego, and they can't feed it on the sidelines, right? You know what I mean? So whatever, at this point, I like the way this season's starting out, right? They're both better, and we know how good they've done in Supercross, but they're both demonstrably better in motocross than they are in Supercross. So I don't know where this is going, but this is going to be what we're going to watch all season long. There's nothing else we're going to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing I saw, and we didn't talk 250s at all, is everybody in 250s looked pretty terrible.
Yeah, it
wasn't the best first race that we've ever seen.
Yeah, more or less. But I think as the season goes on, I'm going to say that I think that Cole Davies is going to become the guy to look out for.
Yeah, I think Cole Davies, and I think Kitchen's going to hang around, but I don't know if I see Kitchen being a contender. Right. I mean, he'll be second or third place, but I don't think he's going to be challenging.
They have their moments, but I think that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and other than Cole Davies, I don't see anybody right now, but I don't see any clear leader because Cole Davies could just as easily, have a mediocre season and it may not matter.
Cole Davies is coming up this year. I said it.
You could be right.
Right, I think they're going to leave him down there one more year because Yamaha is not going to run rookie season Deegan in Supercross, rookie season Cole Davies.
I agree.
Yeah, right? Yamaha's not that ballsy.
One thing that did surprise me was the guy who finished second overall, Caden Dudney. Never, new name, got a 6 and a 4, so he didn't podium, but he finished second overall. Just ahead of Cole Davies.
That just shows you how bad races people have.
Yeah. Well, Shimoda finished sixth overall. That's not good for him. But again, it's not race number 7, so Shimoda hasn't started yet.
Yeah. But
well, and I also think Shimoda's had his ego bashed so much, I don't know that he's ever going to be a frontline rider again.
I think his days are behind him.
I think so too. So let's talk MotoGP because, well, number one, we don't have that much time left, and this Aprilia thing is getting to be like, so it's on and off from one race to the next, where Aprilia is like so dominant, and then the next race they're mid pack. There was only one Ducati that was at all impressive in this entire race, which is, I can't believe I'm saying that, and that was DG Antonio, and that was it.
I thought Bagnaia looked pretty good.
Third, second. Yeah.
He was the first at one time.
Then he drifted back.
Third.
I thought DG Antonio was third.
No, he was fifth.
Yeah, and Marquez was sixth, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you sure about that?
Was seventh. Yeah, They went
Marquez Bezzecchi, was seventh.
Bezzecchi, Martin, mm-hmm. Bagnaia, Ogura, DiGiantonio, Acosta, and Marquez.
Yeah, it's rigged for Italians. That's all.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, where was it?
but anyway, I don't know what it is, and I don't know that it means anything after this season at all. But I can't believe the change in Aprilia.
Well, if you ask me, I think Aprilia mm-hmm. jumped more time and effort into this season. Everybody else is gearing up for next year, and yes, Aprilia said,
"That's what I believe.
Here's our shot."
And it may be, and they may pay for that next season.
Yeah, but if they win this season, I don't think they care.
They may not. They may right? not.
If they win this
season, I think Bagnaia might care.
Who would have said 5 years ago Aprilia was going to win a MotoGP championship?
No one.
Right. So if they win the last year of the 1,000 CCs, they have that bragging rights for 5 years or so till we go back to 1,000 CCs, yeah. that they were the last 1,000 CC champion. They were the best in the business at the time. And they can even talk shit about it and be like, they dropped it to 800 CCs because we were dominant.
Yeah, if your objective is, you know, for bragging points, you could be totally correct.
But it's also a championship. It's sponsorship.
It's a championship. It's a championship, but, you know, that can wash away pretty quickly, right? Ask Repsol Honda about that.
Well, it's going to be next season. It's all new. So it's never – this. I agree with Phil. This will never wash away because they won the last one.
1,000 CC.
Well, that will be true. Okay, and if it turns out that none of the Aprilias are worth a damn next season, what do you think? What have you done for me lately, right? That's what they'll talk about.
Yeah. They'll just say it's a whole new bike, a whole new aero, yeah. whole new everything, and
there's still a championship associated with it. And if you're not competitive, you're not competitive.
Yeah, but they're only back to where they were a year ago.
Maybe.
Right? Like, if it falls apart next year and they don't win a championship, there is nobody on this planet 5 years ago that would have been like, I think at 26 and 27, Aprilia's going to win back-to-back championships.
No one would have said
that. Nobody.
No one would have said that.
But
they're not back-to-back championships.
But I'm just saying, So when they don't win a championship next year, no one's going to be mad at them.
I didn't say anybody's going to be mad at him, okay? Right. I'm not saying anybody's going to be mad. I don't think anybody's going to be mad at him. It depends on how bad it is, and we don't know yet. It could be, you know what, Ducati could be at the bottom. Ducati could be at the bottom next
season.
This
is what we do the best, speculate.
That's the only thing we do is speculate. Facts are inconvenient. Haven't you ever heard that?
You never. Yamaha might be the premier power going into next season. I don't really.
Well, you know, you want to know something? We don't think that's possible, but I will tell you that I think that Honda and Yamaha, that's all they thought about for the last 18 months.
Yes. Maybe 2 years.
Since the announcement.
Yeah, since the announcement.
Since the announcement.
Yep.
They have been like, oh, we still have our data from last time. Oh, we still have this.
Yes.
We still have that. Mm-hmm. Let's get this. We've been building, you know, 800 cc bikes. Let's do this. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Like I'm more than sure. Honda, Yamaha. I don't know about Ducati. They don't spend the money.
Well, if you're going to look back at the last 800 cc period of time, Ducati was eighth place.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just mean I don't know if they have the money to. And I'm not saying they're a poor company. I'm just saying we know the money that goes into research and development. I don't know if Ducati has the ability to fund all this they're doing in MotoGP, plus fund an entirely new bike build.
Yeah,
across the board.
Yeah, I don't know that answer to that.
Well, I think it may be why they're not performing as well this year. They spent the money on next year.
Well, yeah, but I don't even think that's enough.
Yeah, but you know, if they did nothing,
the field's Ducati.
But Warren, the fact you're missing is if they did nothing for 2026. Okay, the Ducatis last year won the championship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't make their bike better. They made their bike do nothing and maybe worse. Look, Bagnaia is not complaining about no front-end feel on the bike anymore. Marquez is. Okay. So in some ways, the bike has changed, not in a positive way.
Well, depends who you are.
Oh, absolutely. But you think they care what Bagnaia thinks one way or the other? Well, he's gone already.
Maybe, because when they asked Mark Marquez what he wanted, he was like, I don't give a shit.
He pretty much did. He pretty much did.
So that's what he said. So they brought him up to the number two guy. They're like, well, since that guy don't care, what do you want? And now Marquez is like, well, that was stupid.
That was the engine choice. There were two engine choices to run in 2026. And he said, ask Alex or Pecco.
Right.
Make the choice. I don't think they did. I don't think they did. I think ultimately he made the decision anyways. And this was all theatrics.
I think that would have been out there.
I believe that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was just theatrics. But in any case, next season is right now. It's the only thing I'm looking forward to, be honest with you, is next season, because we know nothing. And I think that's exciting to me.
I'm looking forward to an Aprilia winning a championship.
I don't see how they don't.
Right.
You know?
So I'm looking for, it's not Honda. And it's not Yamaha. It's not the big three who have won every championship in the last.
Well, Aprilia's won a championship before. It's been a long time.
What was the last time they won?
It's got to be like 30 years ago.
It's got to be 40 years ago. I don't remember them winning in the 90s.
Well, depending on when it was in the 80s, but yeah. In any case, the whole thing is interesting, and next season I think is really what I'm looking for. But I just can't believe how much better the Aprilia is.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that, you know, we always talked about how Bezzecchi stuck with Aprilia, you know, for 3 years when it was a horrible bike. And he stuck with it, and it paid off. Last season, we started to see the first signs last season of that Aprilia improving enough that it was a competitive bike. Mm-hmm. Now it's gone. The leap is amazing. And it's either Aprilia's made the one of the greatest leaps in bike development, or Ducati's really sucking right now. I don't know which one it is. It's probably a combination of the two, I would say. So anyway, but you know, again, Marquez is clearly not the Marquez of old, and that's just one season. He does not.
Well, he had a bad wreck earlier this season. He is definitely not healthy.
He's not healthy. And he's had two surgeries, and I mean, how many times you can go through that? But there's a point where your recovery doesn't keep up with your desire, right? And I think he's sort of there now. You know, you don't recover as fast in your 30s as you did in your early 20s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, no doubt.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing he got that championship in last season, because that could be the last one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. He's starting to age out. The injuries are starting to get to be a lot.
I think he's not
in the Tomac stage yet. He needed
to get off at Honda a couple seasons earlier, because that's really where he built up most of those injuries.
It really tried to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost knocked his eyeballs out of his head, remember?
I don't know
about that, but
oh wow, I'm gonna eat a little crow here.
Yeah.
It looks like the last world championship for Aprilia, Moto 2, right? Mm-hmm. Was Casey Stoner in 2007 on the 250.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, Jorge Lorenzo. I'm sorry. Casey Stoner won the 500 class that year. But it was Jorge Lorenzo on the Aprilia. I had no idea. I did not remember that. I will eat crow.
I don't remember that either. We were definitely paying attention at that time.
Yeah, no doubt.
But that's okay. I don't know what I have for breakfast this morning. So.
Well, I mean, you're 100 years old.
I am closing in.
But in general.
Closer every day.
You know, MotoGP is kind of having the same problem. All our racing series are kind of all having the same problem right now.
I think World Superbikes situation is much worse.
Yeah, well, much World Superbike worse. Is there's only one team trying to win, and they only have old people on the rest of the bikes.
Yeah, yeah. Where I think MotoGP, they're
Supercross, Moto America, they all have old guys.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk about Moto America, and Moto America apparently is completely dedicated on molding themselves around World Superbike. And they kind of had Dylan that.
Kelly's in the points lead.
Well, yeah, I know that. That's Sean Dillon Kelly, and that's because of this weekend. But the rest of the field is in their 70s. Okay.
Yeah. And, but I mean, that was still shocking, right? I was still like, whoa.
I could say I was shocked, but the thing Sean about Dillon
Kelly on a BMW is in the points lead? How could you not be shocked?
I don't know. Bouvier had the points lead on a BMW, two seasons ago for a while?
Yeah, but that's Bouvier.
Yeah. Well, Sean Dillon Kelly is a good rider. Yeah, no question about it. You know, but
I don't remember him finishing races.
But, you know, that's one of the things that Moto America has always been like the I'm going to prove everybody else wrong, and I'm going to have a Yamaha dominating my series when Yamaha is the worst bike in the world. And that went on for years, right?
Well, it started
before Bouvier. Bouvier continued it. Then Gagne did it, and it went on, and it was like nothing else was winning championships.
Well, it still is. Sean Dillon Kelly's only 1 point ahead of three Yamahas.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't believe that was Yamaha giving him a great bike. I just think Graves Motorsports is that good.
It could be. It could be, but there's only so much you can do, right? You can only dress up a turd so much.
Apparently, though, if you dress it up right, it wins.
In the last 10 years, Yamaha's won 8 of the last 10 Superbike championships? So
that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Something like
that. So, I mean, that's at a time when Yamaha was just plunging everywhere else. You know, absolutely plunging everywhere else. I mean, they've been circling the drain in World Superbike, and God knows they're not much better off in Yamaha. In fact, they may be, MotoGP, maybe worse. So
here's something I don't know, and maybe a listener will tell me, because I haven't really been paying attention this year, just because everything going on in my life. But how is Yamaha doing in, like, other regional series? How's it doing in BSB? Have they concentrated on small, like Australian Superbike, BSB?
I don't know the answer.
Maybe the European Championship, CEV, maybe Spanish, you know, Italian Superbike, Spanish Superbike, Canadian Superbike in their three races a year.
Well, I mean, all those series most of those series have one thing in common, and that is the bikes are homologated, right? Which means they've got a production bike. They have to sell a certain number of units.
Yeah, maybe that's where Yamaha.
You can only do so much with it, but you know, from an engineering standpoint on what tweaks you can do with a production bike, which is not a lot, but some. I don't know if there were tweaks. Believe me, if there were tweaks they could do to the MotoGP Yamaha bike, they would have done it.
Look, because I know some tweakers.
Their last championship was Quartararo, right? What was that, 6 years ago?
Yeah, but they haven't had a fast bike in 6 years.
Yeah, well, that's true. 7 years. So, 8 years. I don't know, which is why another reason that I'm really looking forward to next season. I have a sneaking suspicion the Japanese bikes are going to be ahead of the other manufacturers next season.
Maybe.
They can run bikes that they ran in the last 800cc. And those were the top best bikes at that time.
Yep.
So who knows what that means, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
And Ducati's always had the reputation of being the big, heavy beast bike.
Yeah.
That nobody could ride, right? And couldn't handle. So
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm not denying that. But we still have a series going on right now. And
Aprilia is winning, and
I can't say I'm not happy for him.
And the only thing I'll say that surprises me even more than Aprilia being there is Jorge Martin being second in the championship.
I don't know. Al Gore sitting there at fifth is just a shock.
That's right there.
That's like have the t-shirt or the bumper sticker.
And Raul winning the
Raul sprint. Fernandez.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right? Like that's why I know things are just weird, and I feel Ducati has just punched it in there because
I suspect it's not a fun place for Ducati to be. I mean, they probably look forward to every race weekend last season. You know, and I don't think they right now, I don't get the feel the sense at least that they're having a lot of fun this season. Because they don't know what to do and they probably aren't going to get the money to do it because that money's being spent on 2027.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So
I don't think other than the operational costs, I doubt there's been anything beyond that being spent on this season and on any team.
Yeah, and I just, you know, last season the Ducatis were good at every track. And the one thing that Aprilia has not been able to do is be consistently good at every track. Otherwise, Bezzecchi would be gone. He'd be gone points-wise, right? And they're not there yet because No, he's not really.
He's 40 points ahead of DiGiannantonio. The only person leaving in the dust is his teammate.
Well, that person's going to get your points.
I'm going to say this and sound like a complete jerk. I'm not sure I consider DiGiannantonio a championship contender.
Well, he's clearly the best performing Ducati rider now.
I understand that, but I mean, he's doubled up Marc Marquez. He's got 80 points on Agora, 70 on Acosta.
It's not. There's a lot. You know, we're a third of the way through this season in MotoGP.
Yeah, barely a third.
You're talking a 40-point lead over the first non-Aprilia, which is literally 2.5 races.
Yeah, but the problem is they've been up and down. If next weekend's a downtime, you know, maybe you know DiGiannantonio cuts into that lead from 40
it's
points
not like
and brings
a pool
it to
where one of us takes off and everybody else just
it could be you know, the thing is that they have not been consistent across tracks, so we'll see. Are they favorites? Yeah. Is their bike looks to be much better than everybody else's? Yeah. You know, but we always say, right? It's that, you know, collect those points because you don't know as the season goes on. Yeah, you don't know.
The bigger thing to me is there's just a lot of dudes not collecting points.
And the thing is, in the sprint, Bezzecchi's not collecting points.
No. Yeah,
he's
not.
That's
his biggest week.
That's his biggest week. And it doesn't sound like it's a lot, but it adds up. It adds up.
That's how Marquez did so well, his last time.
He won all the sprints, right? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because that just is a great way to collect points, right? It's like bonus points because, you know, everybody's focused on what happens on Sunday. But
let's talk about Moto 2 for a minute before we run out of time because we only got like four minutes left.
Yeah,
what a just bizarre season. Maybe Gonzalez because he's got two wins and a second.
The thing Gonzalez has got going for him is not these two wins. It's that he's been the most consistent rider this season.
Yeah.
I think that in Moto 2 is a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Now, whether he can stay consistent or not, that's what killed him, right? That's what killed him last year.
Like he fell apart at the end of the season.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but the other guys out there are not impressing me. At all, right?
And then, I mean, it's early, so I know you're like, "Oh my God, Viette's got a sixth in 2 seconds." And it's like, yeah, but it's early. He's about to take his mid-season nap.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and some of the other guys were picked to do much better, aren't right? They're just not. They're not performing. So
Canet hands of cement. I mean, I don't even know what's going on with that guy.
Yeah, I think
I have as many points as him.
I think so. Yeah, he doesn't look well, and I think he's not physically well.
Yeah.
And, you know, David Alonso is becoming kind of like the bonus baby that, you know, screwed the pooch. He's not. He better start stringing some wins together. They're not going to be a MotoGP ride for him next season.
Yeah, so, he's not looking good at the moment.
Nope. It's not looking good. But the interesting thing is, I don't know if you guys caught this at all. The talk that it looks like Gonzalez is not going to get a MotoGP ride. Even if he wins the championship, he may not get a MotoGP ride. He's just not well respected in MotoGP. I don't know why. Hmm. Maybe he's a problem child.
Yeah, there might be something going on in the paddock that we're not hearing.
It may be the inconsistency. It may be that combined with, you know, who knows? Maybe his agent's a real ass. Who knows? And they don't want to deal with it. And he's not worth it. You know, if you're like the next coming of Mark Marquez or Pedro Acosta, maybe you put up with more BS. But if you're not, if your rider's not and you're an idiot, then no, you don't. Right. So,
like, no one's ever called him that.
No, no. So, I don't know. But I mean, the rest of the field doesn't seem, you know, we were supposed to, Gonzalez is not supposed to be leading the championship because the younger guys that were behind him and coming up fast last season are just basically, they're screwing it. They're screwing it up completely. So I don't know. And maybe that's it. Maybe nobody believes that Gonzalez can win a championship unless the other people all, you know, screw it up. So who knows?
Sorry, so, I forgot to turn the volume back up so that the music would come back in. That was my fault. I was like, what?
All right. You're going to edit it down?
Probably not. Yeah, I'll have to go back and cut up where I dropped out.
Okay, what do we have this weekend, by the way?
I have no idea.
I think MotoGP, but not World Superbike. I think that's next week. World Superbike is not worth watching.
MotoGP is the fifth, Hungary.
Mm-hmm. This weekend.
Hungry.
Yeah.
I think motocross is going to be at Sacramento.
Right.
I can't think of the name of the track there. Hangtown. Thank you.
Hangtown.
I went completely blank. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. I got to run. I'm late.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
So you're doing any better?